Hello, this is Michael DiGiacinto from San Jose State University. I just caught you there. Had a little card malfunction. Sounds like you're off to a good start. It's a nice sound. Okay. Nice job, Lowe's, on that line. Just watch the intonation on it a little bit there, and then the violins, viols sitting on top of it on those long notes. It could be nice, much more warm, maybe a little more direction. That's a nice, rich sound right there. It's a good piece for you. It's a really good piece for you. The intonation there at the end, there, seconds. Good job, viols, coming out in that line, and I like your dynamic contrast here. Okay, nice work there. I actually might consider this at the end because we want a nice growth on that chord at the end. Maybe even just starting it up. And so by the time you just lift up and everyone lifts up together in the string, it rings. Because some of you seem to stop it on right on the string and kind of choke the sound. But all in all, it's very, very nice sounding group. Nice looking group. Looks like you're definitely working on your fundamentals and posture and position and bow hold, so good for you. They're a good looking group. And shows in their sound, they're doing well. Sweet moment is the next one. Okay, pretty nice sound here. I could use more ebb and flow in the phrasing. It's a little flat, not pitch-wise, but I think there could be some more growth towards the middle of the phrase, and a little more decay at the end. Just a little simple thing like that, I think, because you have the nice sound. I think that'll make that pop very nicely. Nice approach to the cadence and getting out of it. That was actually very nice. Make sure we're really locking in that pitch, cello bass. Got a little hairy there. Fantastic dynamic contrast there. Good job. That's an awkward subito piano. You did a pretty good job of that. When you get that da 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 da, the eighth note run there, think less of every note and think ya da dee da dee da dee. Think bigger groups. Oh, careful, make sure you're keeping time even though it's slurred. You gotta be rhythmic with your left hand and your placement of your fingers. Okay, I could use more of a sense of an arrival. 52 is pretty good, but I think the poco, right? Maybe a little more poco. It's a little broadening. It's kind of the crux of the whole piece right here. Make sure as you're decrescendoing that you still keep a nice tone, you're still moving the bow. Got a little harsh right there. And when every other part has a very nice tone and sounds so nice, things like that stick out. Like right here, that's gorgeous. Good job. Nice work. Very expressive. Watch out on that last pitch, though, holding violins. I got a little crazy going on there. You're trying to hold on to the very last. You know, at that moment, if you start to fade out a bit, you can go ahead and just lift and still make pretend you're playing, but just make sure you're not grinding into the string there. But very nice. It's a nice piece, actually. I haven't heard that before. It's well suited for the group. You guys did a good job with that. Make sure you hear that first pitch before you play it, Chili. It's a little shaky. You gotta sing it in your head. See, that was better. You know, there's that little trick where you can kind of lightly pop your finger across on the string and you could hear the pitch first. Make sure it's right. Let's unify that A. Some of you are a little sharp on that. I think you can really go to that leap. No, yum, bing, ba, da, dee, no. I think you could just do more with that. Make sure cello and bass when you get to those little eighth notes. It's interesting because it changes the place. Keeps it interesting. Don't lose time in those eighth notes. You're getting bogged down. Keep it nice and light, bouncy. Be careful that the quarter to eighths, it sounded a few times like it's almost like a triplet. Make sure ta 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 ta. Be very precise with that rhythm. I should have B flat first violins. We didn't all agree on that. This little thing here with the violins, you know, maybe you play the first one like mezzo piano, then mezzo forte, then forte. I have a real contrast between them because it's repetitive, right? Moves in a sequence. Make sure you're watching your conductor. At moments like these, it's very important to get your heads out of the stands. And those transitions are we're slowing down, or we're speeding up, or we have a new tempo completely. New meter, eyes gotta be right on the conductor. He's being very clear, very easy to follow. Once again, Lowe's, hear that A first, sing it in your head. to make that transition a little smoother to the harmonic, maybe I'll decrescendo the tremolo. The point is fade out, and you give yourself some space to actually lift and retake that. That was a really wonderful program you guys put together, and very nice sound. You have a nice solid foundation in this group, my gosh, I mean, a solid foundation, you can go anywhere with that, right? I mean, your fundamentals are there, little things for you to work on, but really wonderful, wonderful group. You're doing wonderful work, and I hope you enjoy the clinic and the rest of your evening, and I look forward to seeing you in the future, all right? Take care. Congrats.